All right, we're back live today with Pastor Kirk Henderson. We're excited to be able to bring this podcast to you guys, and we're going to be diving into a little bit of a different topic today, but obviously one that impacts all of us. And specifically, we're going to be talking about the normality of feelings and emotions. Why don't you greet the folks here today, Kirk?
Hello, it's great to see everybody and talk with you today. Awesome to be here.
Well, we're fired up about the discussion related to emotions. And I think the first question that comes to mind, Pastor Kirk, is this whole idea of how we're formed and the reality that God created us with feelings and emotions. You want to unpack that a little bit?
That is so true. I completely believe that God has created us spirit, soul, and body. We're three-part beings. And within the soul component that we have, component is comprised of our mind, our will, and our emotions. Our mind being the way we think, our will being what we choose, and our emotions being that which we feel. And we have a myriad of feelings and emotions that we experience all within a single day. We can feel sad, we can feel happy, confused, disappointed. Just the fact that we can feel those things is a testimony to the fact that God created us with the capability of feeling those things. And so, what does the Bible have to say about feelings and emotions? I'm reminded of the scripture that says, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" God created us with these wonderful emotions so that we could feel and connect with life as He has created it for us to enjoy and to interact with other people. And something that I always say when people are dealing with sadness and grief is you'll always grieve to the extent that you loved. We would never know grief unless we had known a depth and richness of love that we have for our loved ones.
Excellent. You know, the scripture verse that comes to my mind is the Psalms, in which David said, "Why so downcast, O my soul?"
Yes.
Right? So he's having a conversation with himself about a real negative emotion, and he recognizes, obviously, the author of that emotion is God. Even though it may have negative ramifications, it's still part of his wiring.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty interesting to
That's
think
so
about
great.
That. Now, let me ask you this question. Obviously, you talked a little bit about, you said, I think, an array of emotions we have. And so some of those are positive, some of those are negative, some of those are kind of mixed. But I'm wondering, Pastor Kirk, when we get to the place where our emotions are imbalanced or we're just having a really difficult day and we just can't seem to pull ourselves out of a depression, how do we manage those things?
Right. Great point. I think a great place to start is to understand that the goal is not to never experience negative emotions. We often think, well, if we were like Jesus, he would never feel anything badly. He would always feel good. He was always happy. He was always joyful. And we erroneously think that Jesus only experienced these wonderful group of positive and wonderful feelings. And, you know, the reality is that's just not true.
That's right.
Jesus experienced grief. He experienced anger, sadness, and joy. He experienced terrible anger at the Pharisees when they wouldn't heal the man who had a withered hand. He experienced a deep sense of grief and loss when Lazarus died, his trusted and loving friend. For the joy that was set before him, the Bible says that he endured the cross. So we see these wonderful emotions. So how do we manage them? How do we keep them in check? Like David was simply honest with God. He came to the Lord, "Why so downcast, O my soul?" And many times he would come, and the Psalms are simply full of negative feelings and emotions that the psalmist just had to get out. So the first step is really just being honest and processing those. The Bible says, pour out your complaint before the Lord. So it's legal for us to pour out our complaint before the Lord. That's not whining or complaining. So we want to go to God. "God, I feel terrible. I feel angry. I feel sad today." God needs for us to be able to be honest with him. And then after you've been honest with God, and maybe even with another trusted brother or sister, talking about those feelings, allow other people to give you perspective about that feeling.
That's good.
Sometimes our feelings can deceive us. Sometimes we're perceiving something that may not necessarily be true, and we can feel a corresponding feeling.
That's true.
If I walk past you in the hall and I don't look at you for some reason, you could misperceive that I'm angry with you or that I'm being cold with you, and you could feel rejected, you could feel hurt. Wouldn't it make sense to come talk to me and say, hey, Pastor Kirk, I noticed you didn't talk to me in the hall the other day. So how beneficial it would be for you to have a perspective.
Yeah, that's good.
To get the truth, because really, at the center of this, we really sometimes just believe a lie. And we experience emotions that we need not experience simply because we are believing something that is not true. And then thirdly, after getting perspective, man, we have to go to the Word of God.
Good.
Because the Word of God is the standard for everything that we believe about others, about God, and about ourselves. If the Bible says it's true, then it is true. If Jesus is our deliverer and our shield and our fortress and our strength and our help in times of need, then we can actively and proactively recite the Word of God when we're feeling down. We can be honest with our feelings. We can get a new perspective. And once we've done that, we go to the Word of God and say, God, I'm asking you to minister to me in this sadness and loss. I speak your word right now, and there is joy. Darkness is upon me, but joy comes in the morning. The light of my dawn is going to arise, and I'm going to be okay. And God, you're going to make me joyous again. And so we recite that Word of God.
Excellent.
We speak it out.
Excellent.
And we believe it. And you know, Pastor Tony, the biggest problem people have is, well, if I don't believe it, maybe I shouldn't say it. If I don't believe it, it's
Good
not
point.
Worth messing with.
Yeah.
And the reality is, you have to speak it before you feel it.
That's good.
I may not feel happy, but bless God, I'm going to speak it out. I'm going to believe what the Bible says is true. God can change my feelings. He can change my heart. And I'm going to speak it out in faith that God's going to change my emotions.
That's so good. Pastor Kirk, that is excellent. You know, as I was listening to you talk, I don't know, my mind works in terms of acronyms.
Right.
And so I heard you say how. How do we manage emotions? H, we need to be honest. O, we need others. And W, we need the Word of God.
Wow.
H-O-W. So how do we do it? That's a very helpful tool.
That's awesome.
So I appreciate that. Well, Pastor Kirk, we're about to wrap it up right now. We're going to get into another podcast. And so thank you for being with us and dealing with the issue of the normality of feelings and emotions. Hey, guys, thank you for tuning in today. We'll catch you next time.